Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, double parsha. Like to say the Shir Le'ili Nishmas, retire Yid, Repesach Berabavrom Nagel. Today was his Yortzeit, Tremendi Feinzeit, Shver. I could personally attest to the fact he was a Tyre Yid, a very harsh of a Balabas, a Tayyidik of Balabas, a Sefer, a Talmud Chacham, a person that had Mamish Givaldiga Hashkavis, and he was able to be Maimed, a tremendous Mishpacha, B'nai Tayyiri, Rei Shemayim, that are anachas to him and to Klal Yisrael. And the Shir should be Le'ilu Nishmasei. Atem Nitzovim Ayon Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem. You are standing today, all of you, in front of Hashem. Roshaychem Shifteichem, the heads of your Shvatim, Rashi Daitis. Zikneichem, your elders, Vishaytreichem, and your policemen, Kol Ish Yisrael. Why was it necessary to mention every prat? Roshaychem Shifteichem, Zikneichem, your elders, Shaytreichem, the Tavchem, the Sheikhem, Gerach Hashem, the Sharecha, Mei Sheyev, Mei Tzach, Mei Chayt Vei Eitzacha, Ad Sheyev, Mei Mecha. Why was it necessary to mention every prat? The fact of the matter is that every person has a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every person is going to have to give a din of the chesed. So what's the purpose of specifying them, especially since afterwards, the Torah itself says, Kol Ish Yisrael, every year. What was the purpose in specifying them? They saw a pshat, the shamer of Tzvi Hirsch Farber, Zechatzadik Levrocha, who says the following. He says, every yid has a din v'cheshmo with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own personal life. His mitzvahs, his aveiras, how's his avodas Hashem, how's his chesed, how's his tfila. That's one cheshmo that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in addition to that, different people have been given different tafkidim in life. A Rosh Yeshiva is achroi for his yeshiva. A Rebbe is achroi for his shir. A father and mother, they're responsible for their family. Different people that have different jobs, different positions, they have a responsibility as far as the klal goes. So there are going to be two different cheshbainas with HaKadosh Baruch. One is a person's own personal cheshbain, and his avodah, his mitzvahs, and his aveiras. But secondly, did he fulfill his responsibility to do what he's supposed to do in Klal Yisrael? We say this in the Tefillah in Rosh Hashanah, Maisi Ish Upkudase, the actions of a person, and his pekuda and his tafkid. Chaim Volozhiner explains it just the way we said it just now. Every person has his own pekuda, his own tafkid, his own position. A rabbi to talmidim, a father to children, a wife to her children and to her household. And that will be a separate mishpah. Did you fulfill your tachlis the way you should or not? So, he wants to say that that's the shan of the pasuk over here. Kol Ish Yisrael, every in Klal Yisrael is going on everybody's personal cheshbon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvahs, the aveiras, but the tafkidim, their positions in Klal Yisrael, that's a separate mishpah. How did you act as the head of a shevet? How did you act as a zokin in Klal Yisrael? How did you act as an enforcer? And so on and so forth. The tafkid of a person will also be judged using the kaimet the way it should be. The pasuk goes on. Ki atem yedatem eis asher yoshavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, that's how we sat in the land of Mitzrayim. Ves asher avarnu b'kerev agoyim, we passed amongst the goyim. Asher avartem, that you passed through. Vatiru eshikusem es giluleyem. You saw their abominations, you saw their miyaskite, you saw their avodah zarah. So Shneur Kotler asks a question over here. What's the pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu l'chatchila includes himself in the klal. Atem yidatam eis asher yoshavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim. We sat. Eis asher avarnu b'kerev agoyim. We passed amongst the goyim. And then he says, asher avartem, that you passed through. He's being Moshe himself from the klal. He's saying, you klal Yisrael passed through, but not me. Why all of a sudden is he Moshe himself from the klal? So Shneur says a pshat based on a Moshe Yisrael. chiddush of the Ksam Sefer. In Parshas Chukas, it says, "Va'yomer Hashem el Moshe el Aaron b'hor ha'har al gvul eretz Edom leima. Ye'yosef Aaron el Ama, Aaron will be nifter, ki lo yovei el ha'har, he's not going to come to the land." So Rashi Bavarns, why does the Torah have to specify Vayomer Hashem al Moshe al Aaron b'hor ha'har al gvul eretz Edom? Why does the Torah have to be Ma'arich and tell me that the Ptira of Aaron happened by the border of Edom? So Rashi, Magidus teaches me that because they were in this chaver to the goyim to come close to Eishav HaRosha, because of that their actions became a kukul, and that is why they lost the schus of having Aaron HaKoyim. So, Sam Sefer asks the question, how did they become mechuber to the Goyim? They didn't go into the land of the Goyim. The Melech Hezim did not allow them to go in. They were by the border. Where do you see anything in the Torah that alludes to the fact that they came close to Hezim? Dr. Sam Sefer, Mamish and Mechuder Zikibshat. If you look at the Psukim, before the Ptir of Aaron, when Moshe Rabbeinu says he sent Malachim al Eretz Hezim, and he told the Melech of Eretz Edom, "Loi nishta mei be'er. We're not going to drink any of the water of your well." Melech Edom l'chatkila refused, and then the Yisrael sent the message, "The imme mecha nishta v'nosati michron. If we drink your water, we'll pay dearly. We'll pay the price. You'll make a profit on us." You see over here a tremendous chili between Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Loi nishta mei be'er, we're not going to drink your well water." Why is that? To Moshe Rabbeinu, the be'er shel Miriam was so chashuv. The water there was molei kedushim et tahara. The water elevated Klal Yisrael. So much so that to Moshe Rabbeinu, any other water in the world, it could be the purest spring water. It was polluted, muddy, tumidic water. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to have any shaykhs with it. He sent Melech Edom, "Loi nishta mei be'er, we're not going to drink the water of your wells." And what he meant was, we have the Be'er Shel Miriam. What do I need the tumidic water, the polluted, muddy, poisonous water of the Goyim? The Yidden, on the other hand, they were curious to know what the other water is like. They said, "If we drink your water, we'll pay dearly for it." So they already had it as chavrus. That in and of itself was considered an attachment to the Goyim, and it caused their mice to go down, and because of that, they lost Aaron HaKoyim. So, Zotra Shneir Kot was a Zal. That's the shot. My Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe and Asmim and HaKlov. They started out talking together. They were in the shrine together. They went through the nations together. But at this point over here, when they were by the Gvul of Edom, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Loi nishta mei be'er, I don't want any shaykhs with you." And Klal Yisrael said, "Yeah, if we drink your water, we'll pay you." In that little Nakuda that had his chavrus with the Goyim, and because of that, they went down in Madrega, and because of that, Aaron HaKoyim was nifter. You see a tremendous chiddush from over here. Chiddush number one, you see, well, I said they didn't end up drinking the water of Edom. But for the very fact that they allowed for the possibility and they were willing to pay, that was enough of an ischabrus to lower Klal Yisrael from their tremendously high Madrega, and they were no longer zeichet to have Aaron HaKoyim. Number two, you have to understand what's shot in Klal Yisrael. What's shot? You have the Be'er Shel Miriam, you have plenty of water, it's supplied water for all of Klal Yisrael. So why, Taki, did you have a chuka for other waters? So it could be like you find by the mud. The Bnei Yisrael felt that the mud, it elevates them to such a high madrega that they no longer are regular human beings, and they no longer enjoy the regular Tavis Eilam Hazeh. It could be it was the same thing over here. The Be'er Shel Miriam was mekabes them. They didn't have a cheshik or a rush for gashmi and zikinyonim. So they were willing to taste the water of the Goyim that will bring them down a notch. And that way, they'll be a little bit more human. They'll have gashmi and zikahanah. But the very fact that they suggested such a possibility, that in and of itself brought them down from Adrega of Erzik Yechidus. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu's haishiyas asked him in HaKlal. Asher, first he says, Asher Avardu. We all went together, but then it became Avartem. You passed on your own, because you were the only ones that had that shaykhus with the guy. The Pasuk says, V'hoya, ki of When both the bracha and the klala will come to you, that I gave you, I placed upon you, you shafta on Hashem alakecha and you'll do tshuva. So the Mepharshim ask a kasha, Bishlaima, that the klalas will cause them to do tshuva. We find when tzaras come upon Klal Yisrael, they have machshavas of shuvurei tshuva, and they come back to Hashem. But how is the bracha going to get them to do tshuva? L'chayra, we find, I mean, the pasuk says, Vayishman, Yeshua, Vayivot, Klal Yisrael, they got fat, and they rebelled against Hashem. When things are good, we forget about Hashem. So what's the pshat? So one of the svarim says that the emes is that bracha naturally should bring us closer to Hashem. Bracha naturally should bring out within us a tremendous hakaras hatayim. Look what Hashem is doing for us. Look how devolving it is. That's the way it should be. What's the reason why it doesn't? Because we take it for granted. Kavis Alvava says that one of the reasons why we're not makir taitzak Kadosh Baruch Hu, we take it for granted. He gives a marshal. A little child that's raised by his parents, and the parents give it everything. They give it food, and they give it shelter, and they ever find that. And even when the child gets older, supplies him with everything. The child's not going to express his hakaras hatayim the way he should. He's not makir taitzak. He doesn't recognize it, but he thinks this is the way it should be. From the time he was a baby, he was taken care of. He doesn't see anything special in it. But let's say that very same parent would save a person that's out in the street and he's starving, and would take him into his house and take care of him and give him things and give him parnassah. This fellow would be makir taitzak tremendously. Because he experienced the chesed when he was already older and more mature and recognized what it is. He doesn't take it for granted. The child, on the other hand, takes it for granted. And that's the same thing over here. When people have it good, they take it for granted. They think this is the way it should be. But if, let's say, after the bracha of their time happens, and they see the klala, and they see that the good is not necessarily something which is natural all the time, it's shayach to have the klala. Then they're going to look back and say, oh, what did we do? We never appreciated what we have with chachila. And then they'll have charotah for not praising Hashem then. They're going to thank Hashem for the past, and that's going to be because of their doing tshuva. The bracha and the klala together, klala by itself can bring people to do tshuva, but then they're not necessarily makir taitzak for good things. With this bracha and klala, the klala makes them look back at the past, and not only do they do tshuva, but they're makir taitzak for previous chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. That's why it says over here, HaBracha BaKlala. The parsha is by Yelech. The pasuk says, Va'atah kisvu lochem es hashira hazayis. Write for yourself this song. Some are saying the Lord is going on the Torah, but so Ksiva say the Torah. Others say that it's going on the Shira of Parshas Hazinu. Lamda is B'nai Yisrael, and teach it to the B'nai Yisrael. Sima B'fiyam, place it in their mouths. L'mati Ali, Hashira Hazayis lo'eid B'nai Yisrael, so that this should be for me. The Shira should be for me as a warning to the B'nai Yisrael. What's the pshat over here? The shira should be for me as a warning to the B'nai Yisrael. It's a warning to the B'nai Yisrael, so it's for them as a warning. What's on Antia Lee? Hashira Hazayis La'ed, it should be a warning for me. When in fact, it's supposed to be a warning for the B'nai Yisrael. Also, what does it mean when it says, Sima B'fiam, place it in their mouths? It should be a warning in their mouths. What does that mean? So the mountains of the Mordek shot based on a marshal. One of the servants of the king was caught with a gneiva once and twice, and they put him in jail. But the king had a great liking for this servant, so he had him taken out of jail. And not only did he have him taken out of jail, but he appointed him as the guardian of the royal treasury. And he trusted him with the royal treasury. But the king knew that this fellow has a tendency of gneiva, and he also knew that he's not going to be able to get rid of that tendency. So he made a note in his notebook, this Eved is a ganav, and be aware of that, and remember that, don't forget it. The person that saw the king writing it down in his notebook thought got to have to steal again, or else he's going to get himself into trouble. Of the evidence is that the king wrote it as a warning for himself. He knew that the evidence is going to end up stealing, but he wanted to prevent himself from giving him a very chumizik punishment from killing him. So he wrote in his notebook, remember, he's a ganav. He has a natural tendency for ganav, and still you made him the head of the royal coffers. So don't expect more. You're the one that made him that, even though you knew he was a ganav. And when the king sees this later, he'll remember not to give him such a terrible punishment. Zok the Malvin, that's the same thing with the Torah. It says in the Pasuk that I quote, in this very parasha, it says that Hashem knows our Yetzer Hara. We were given the Yetzer Hara. We were given tendencies for Averis. So Hashem writes this as an excuse in this Shira. Kiyodakias Yitzroy, I know his Yetzer Hara. I know he has a tendency for doing Averis. That's why the Torah says, Sima b'fiyah, place it in their mouths, so that v'hoye kiyavoye lecha. When the Royce come to you, they will have an excuse in their mouths to Rabbeinu Shalom. You gave us the Yetzer Hara. You gave us this tendency. It's very hard for us to stay away from our days. And that's why the Torah also says of the Malbim, it'll be a warning for me. Don't give them a punishment that's too hard, because you will nice and know that they have the Yetzer Hara, and how far P.K. you gave them the Torah. And since you knew that the Aviyat Zahara, you can't expect more. That's why it says, Matia Li Hashira Azai Slay. It's a warning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to give them too hard of a night. You're not the assistant, you're always that young. I knew that the Aviyat Zahara.
Yes, till 10:30.
That's why it says Li. The Pasuk goes on to say, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Bnei Yisrael, Ki Anoichi Yodati Es Meriyecha. I know your rebelliousness as Orpaka Akarja. I know your stiff neck. I know that you're stubborn. Hey, boy, Denny, Chai Mamrim Hayishim and Hashem. When I was still alive, you were rebellious against Hashem. The Aki Akwe Moishi Shakal Bachaymer after I died. When I was alive, he rebelled against Hashem. Kal Bachaymer afterwards. So Yosef Chaim Zonderfeld asks the question, what kind of a Kalvah Chaimer is that? Sometimes you find that Adarabah, the Petira of a Tzadik, can be a reason for Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, because when he was around, they figured the Tzadik will protect them. But after he's nifter, he's no longer there to protect them, so maybe that's motivating them to tshuva. As a matter of fact, there's a befeirish Gemara like that in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Lamazayim and Allah says, Hazohu Bar Yoini, there were these ruffians, these gang members, the Havadu Shibabusa to Rav Zeira, they lived in the neighborhood of Rav Zeira, the Havi Makaravlu, Rav Zeira was Makar of them, Ki Heshid and Ahazalu with you, and they should do tshuva. The Havi Kapti Rabban, the Rabban Ul Makbar, what are you doing this for? Why are you getting involved with a bunch of hoodlums? So Nach Nafshay to Rav Zeira, when Rav Zeira was Nifter, Amru, this gang of criminals, they said, oi, Abba, Habi Rav Zeira. Until now, Rav Zeira was around. The Habi boy, Rachmi, Allah, he asked for Rachmanis for us. Hashtaman boy, Allah, Rachmi. Who's going to daven for us to ask for Rachmanis? Here it over, Libayu, Vahdi, Shubin. Do you see? Abba. They did Chatoim when Rav Zeira was around. But after he was Nifter, was lighter than the Shubin. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's Kalva Chaimer over here, you did have errors when I was alive. Kalva Chaimer, Lacher, Misa, what's the Kalva Chaimer? Maybe either of them. The Misa will be Ma'ira them to do Tshuva, just like it did in the times of Rav Zeira. So Yosef Chaim Zonderfeld says a beautiful Teretz. He said, well, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hein Goy Deni Chai, Namrim Ha'isim El Hashem, he was referring to a specific incident. He was referring to the Chet Ha'ekel. When the Bnei Yisrael saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delaying in coming, and the sultan went into full gear and he showed them the bed of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's when they made the ego. They weren't 100% sure that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifted. There was a shot that he might still be around. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. Madach, at the time of the ego, you weren't 100% sure. I was just coming, I just came late. You didn't know for sure that I wasn't around anymore. And Afal P.K., it didn't stop you from doing an Aveira. If you darken thoughts, that it's a bad time for you, and you better do Tshuva. You would have done Tshuva then. To Madoch, when you didn't know for sure, and you were Mesupik, and that caused you to do an Aveira, Pavachimer, Lacham Yisamanish, because if Taket, it would be a fact that you would say, oh, my Shardane is not around, so by the Egli, you also wouldn't have done that. Because he'd be choices that I'm not around to daven for you. And since that was not even brought up over there, and you went right away and you did the Aveira, so Madoch, when you were Mesupik, then I'm not around, you did the Aveira, Kavachimer, Ben Benoisha Kavachimer, when Lamaisa, I'm not going to be around anymore. I saw a beautiful chat. It says, V'hoyo kishim tzena oisei rois rabbis, the tzoreis. It'll be when Klal Yisrael will find many bad things happening and many tzoreis, V'omsa ashira azois levon of le'ei. And this shira will testify and warn them that this is all coming because of your aveiros. The question is asked, why does it say the word v'hoya kishim tzena oisei rois rabbis? We know that the Gemara says that the word v'hoya is a lashon of simcha. Vayihi is a lashon of tzaren. But v'hoya is a lashon of simcha. So why is it kishim tzena oisei rois rabbis the tzaren? Why does it say v'hoya in a lashon of simcha? Now, according to what we just said before, b'shem the Malvim, it could be that we have a pshat, because the Malvim says that this aid, this warning that it says in the Torah, is a warning meant for HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to be so harsh with Klal Yisrael. So the Nail, it could be that's why v'hoya is simcha, because this shira is testifying to Hashem, take it easy on the Bnei Yisrael. You knew look at Kuv of the Mahavi Yitzhara. But I saw in the Sefer Lumosei Gaor a beautiful shot that he brings down to Shem HaGoyim with Yitzchak Yedidya Frankel Zazal, the Rav of Tel Aviv. He quotes a psicha to Eicha Rabba, the Medrash on Eicha, the Medrash Rabba on Eicha. In Agdam, it says the following. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Churban, Avraham Avinu said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilah, why did you put my children into golos? Or why did you give them over to the Umas HaOlam and they tortured them with all kinds of mises and mishunas? And you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the very place where I brought Yitzchak, my son, as an Olam on the Mizbeach, and that Mokim you destroyed? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bonecha Chotu, your children did have Averis and they were Abraham called Averis Kula. Right on everything. So Avraham Avinu said, who's going to be made against them? Who's going to testify that they were over? Hashem said, well, the Torah Gdoisha itself come and testify. Immediately the Torah came and it testified. He said, you know, the Bnei Yisrael were over on Kol HaTorah Kula. Avraham Avinu told the Torah, Piti, you're coming to testify against my children. You're not embarrassed in front of me. Don't you remember when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah around to every one of the nations and he offered it to them? Hashem Miseir Bo'avazorach, Hashem Misinai Bo'avazorach, Miseir, he offered it to Yishmael and to Esau. And they didn't want to be Makabalit, and my children were the only ones that were Makabalit. You were going to testify against them? You're not embarrassed? Immediately the Torah moved to the side. So then came the Chavdei's Oisius of the Torah, the 22 letters of the Torah that the Torah is comprised of. And they came to testify that Klal Yisrael did not keep the Umavatl every Ois of the Torah. Avraham Avinu said to the Oisius, really? You're testifying against my children? Aleph, you're the first of all the letters. Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha starts with Aleph. Weren't my children the only ones that were Makabal Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha? Base, you're the first letter of the Torah, Bereshit Bara Elokim. You are going to come and testify against my children? You're not embarrassed? They were the only ones that were Makabal the Torah. That starts with Base. Gimel, the mitzvah of sisters Gedilim Tatulacha starts with Gimel. Klal Yisrael was the only nation that was Makabal that. You were going to testify against them? And that's the way it went one by one with every single one of the Isis. And all of the Isis were forced to step aside. They couldn't of lashon of simcha, the inyan of simcha, because the Torah itself will come and be made that we were the only ones, we were the yechidim that were maskim to be mekabel the Torah by asira. That's what it says in the Torah. The onsa asira hazois lefon of lei. This shira, this Torah, will come and testify on behalf of Klal Yisrael that they were the only ones that accepted the Torah. The nail of ahoya is a lashon of simcha. A guten Shabbos, everybody.
Schreier.
Schreier. Schreier. Schreier. Schreier. Schreier. Schreier. Schreier. Schreier.